Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
It's no fun. Have a great time on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited about another, only to not hear from that person again. We're here to help. We want to help you get answers. Alex, let's say hi to Beth.
Hey, hey,
Beth. Hi, Beth.
Oh, hi.
Hi, good morning. So we want to try to get you some answers with Malcolm, but first, give us a little backstory. How did you guys meet?
So Malcolm and I met on a dating app, and, you know, he looked like a really sweet guy. You know when you can just look at a picture of somebody and just know that they're like a nice person, that they don't look like a, you know, F-boy or whatnot?
You know what? You brought up a really good point, because I think you can do that. I think you can tell by looking at someone's picture. Not always, but there are certain people where you just look at a picture of them and go, I bet that's a really sweet person.
That's when I look at a golden retriever. I mean, you always look at a golden retriever and you know it's sweet. You ever meet a bad golden retriever?
I have not.
Yeah, exactly. No,
very good point.
And he was super, super sweet.
Oh, that's good. So tell us about your date.
Yeah, well, we chatted a few times and then we agreed to meet up at a wine bar. I had told him that I loved wine, and so he suggested a place that we can go to, which I thought was awesome. And it was really nice. We had a really good time. And, you know, I had plans that night, so we called it, you know, after about an hour or so. I like to do that on first dates, just in case it's
fun. Yeah, leave them wanting more.
Yeah, and it's an easy way out, you know, if I just need to, okay, this is it. This is it.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you're not enjoying the night, then you got an excuse to bail.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so then what happened?
Yeah, so it went really well. So we planned another dinner date the following weekend. And again, super sweet, fun, and I enjoyed it. And he didn't ask me to do anything after dinner, which I thought was, you know, kind of different and interesting. You know, I didn't say I had plans that time. So it was just dinner. But we've been kind of texting back and forth here and there. But whenever I mention meeting up again, you know, going on another date, he either changes the subject or he doesn't respond, which I think is kind of weird because we had a really nice time.
Well, how about we just call Malcolm and see if he can talk us through what's going on in his head, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.
Hello,
Malcolm.
This is E.
Good morning. It's Brad Booker with Alex Franco. We're on the radio this morning, Mix 94.7. We're calling you for a segment we call Waiting by the Phone, and we have Beth on the phone who initiated a conversation with us. She was just looking for our help. What we do is we try to help people figure out why they've been ghosted, and we're hoping you could talk to us.
Hi, Malcolm. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Beth told us all about your date. Well, the first one, she said you guys met up at a wine bar and then had plans to go out to dinner. And she really likes you, had really nice things to say. Said you're a very, very sweet guy and all the good things. But she's a little confused as to why you are not seemingly interested in going out again. Is that a safe assumption, Malcolm? Are you not interested in going out with Beth again?
No, it's kind of complicated. I really like her. She's really nice, but I don't know how to say this because it's kind of embarrassing.
Embarrassing to whom?
Maybe me more.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, what's happening?
So, basically, we went on a date, and she told me she's, like, a wine drinker, which is awesome and stuff. Like, but she's also a wine connoisseur, so she kind of wanted something better, and, like, she asked me to, like, get, like, a wine. Now, I'm not a really big wine guy, you know, like I'm a beer guy. I'm a normal dude. My roommate, who's like a wine server, recommended get the second cheapest bottle.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
That's
awesome.
You
don't want to order the cheapest bottle because makes you look like a cheapskate.
Right.
It's funny you bring this up. That is the most ordered, according to what I've been told as well. It's the most ordered bottle of wine on the menu, the second cheapest one.
Uh-huh.
And that is why it is the one with the highest profit margin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm going to order the third cheapest now. I'm going to be different. By the way, bro, everything you're saying, you're me. Seriously, I am a beer guy. I don't know anything about wine. I'd be just like you, and I literally just learned that trick, the third cheapest. Okay. Oh, no, the second cheapest.
Second cheapest is the most popular wine.
Okay.
That's why it's the one that has the highest markup.
Okay.
Even though it's the second cheapest, say it's like $30, probably only cost him $8.
That's awesome.
Here's the problem. When the check came, it was not the second cheapest bottle, and then it was over $300. Yeah. I mean, I do okay, but I just don't think I could keep up with Beth. And she's, you know, she wears nice clothes. Her purse is like one of those purses with two C's on it, where the one's backward. I don't know the brand. Is it Chanel or something?
It's Chanel.
Bro, that is so funny. Yeah. Bro, you're me. I swear to God, we're the same people. Wow. I love you, bro.
You guys want to go out?
I'm like, hey, man, let's kick it.
Yeah. I'm just a regular dude. I don't think I could afford to date her.
Malcolm, I'm really, really sorry. I honestly had no idea, and I didn't even think about it because that's just what I'm used to. But I think that you're super, super sweet. And do you mind if we like just talk off the radio? I don't want this to like deter you from going out with me again because I really liked you.
I love that.
As much as we want to continue talking with you because this is going to be gold, I love that you said, let's just take this private.
So, Malcolm, cool. We'll let you guys just chat, but answer her calls.
She's not going to order another bottle, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good luck, you guys. That's cool.
Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.